this may surprise you, 1 in 10 3-year-olds in the Northeast has visible tooth decay. There's a new survey out today. Overall, the region is slightly below the national average, but in Sunderland, the rate is even higher, nearly 1 in 6 3-year-olds.
The first national survey of the oral health of 3-year-old children from Public Health England found that much of that decay was caused by giving babies and toddlers sugary drinks from bottles. Those children affected had, on average, 3 decayed teeth. Dr. Sandra White is from Public Health England.
They're not just baby teeth. People think, oh, it doesn't matter because they're baby teeth. But there's an impact of this decay in terms of toothache and infection. And some of these little tots have to go on to have teeth taken out and general anaesthetics. And it's not pleasant for the child or the parent or the dental team or anyone, really.
Alex Rushworth is a community dentist in Blythe.
For me, personally, I just find it heartbreaking. It's disease, you know, and you wouldn't tolerate disease in your child of any other sort. And it can have a big effect on them, you know. It obviously affects their sleep pattern, if they're in pain. It affects what they can eat, what they can drink. And then if they've got rotten teeth or they've had teeth extracted, it affects their self-esteem as well, because it's noticeable to their friends if they've got black teeth or no teeth. And so the effects on it are far more than people realise.
Now, this story was ringing a few bells with me yesterday when somebody mentioned it, because a lot of it related to the stuff that I did when I went off sugar for a month. And one of the people I spoke to was Professor Paula Moynihan, and she is Professor of Nutrition and Oral Health at Newcastle University. Her research has led to the World Health Organization recommending half the amount of sugar for people that they're currently eating. So I put it to her, was she shocked by the extent of tooth decay among the very young children in England?
I'm not entirely surprised, because we've known that, you know, dental decay, tooth decay in children's been there for a while. But, you know, it's totally preventable. So it's a shame that we're still seeing such high levels of disease, you know, in this day and age.
And what is the key cause of tooth decay with that age group?
It's dietary sugars. Without a doubt, it's the amount and the frequency with which the child eats sugar. There's a lot of sugar in many drinks, so if you're having any sort of cordial, squash, juice, baby juices, they all contain sugar, as do many sort of cereals, biscuits, cakes, sweets. All those foods will contain sugars.
If we look at the drinks, because it seems to be, I mean, as I learned from you when I went off sugar for a month, and for me the sting was elderflower cordial, which per glass you said had 6 sugar cubes in it.
Yeah.
Where do we stand when it comes to children's drinks? Because there are specific children's drinks, aren't there?
Yes, the children's drinks can still be really sugary as that elderflower cordial. The reason that they're marketed for children is sometimes they just have lower levels of additives, some of the things that very young children shouldn't have. So they're not necessarily lower in sugar just because they're sort of marketed as for babies or for young children. So you don't need these drinks. There's absolutely no need for them in the diet. The problem is that once the child starts to have a sweet drink, then they won't drink plain water. One way around that would be to sort of gradually dilute it and do it very, very gradually until you're virtually giving water, and then over time, you know, progress to water. The best thing is never to give them at all. So when it comes to drinks, really, it's milk and water that are the best ones for teeth.
We've heard about fat taxes perhaps coming online. Do you think that there should be a financial penalty for children who end up with tooth decay? For example, their parents having to pay for that dental treatment that would otherwise be free?
I don't necessarily think that's the answer. I think that might deter people from going to the dentist. I think actually what we do need is much clearer information available to parents at a really young age, better sort of information even when sort of expecting a baby, so that you can plan ahead. And as well as education, we need much better labelling of foods, clear labelling of added sugars on foods.
And just finally, what concerns you most about the future when it comes to children and tooth decay?
Well, I think if you've got tooth decay as young as age three, then that's, you know, it's still the primary dentition, the baby teeth, but dietary practices track to adulthood. And so if you're having a very sort of a sugary diet in young life, you're likely to continue with that pattern, and then that will impact on your permanent teeth when they come through.
And the concerns about fluoride, are they justified in any way?
No, using for a small child, a smear of fluoride toothpaste is what's recommended. It really protects against the teeth and will help safeguard dental health.
Okay, so that's Professor Paula Moynihan. I will get that right. Paula Moynihan on the news that 1 in 10 of all three-year-olds in our region has visible tooth decay. And the point that was suggested there, what do you reckon to that? Do you think parents should foot the bill for repairing their children's teeth? It's currently free, of course, on the NHS at the moment for all kids. But should parents foot the bill for repairing their children's teeth?